You're listening to SBS News.
The speed of global warming has never been as high as it is today, according to the findings of three new studies carried out by teams of scientists from across the globe. The research cites man-made emissions as the overwhelming cause of the Earth's warming. Dr. Benjamin Henley is the only Australian scientist involved in the research. He says it reveals the profound impact that humans are having on the climate.
Global warming is happening at an extensive rate, and it is caused primarily by human emissions of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
Scientists from eight countries spent thousands of hours assessing global patterns of climate variability, finding that the average global temperature in the 20th century and beyond is higher than at any time in the past 2,000 years. The study suggests that modern climate change is not caused by natural phenomena as it was in the 2,000 years prior to the industrial era.
So in the last 2,000 years, there's been periods of cooling and warming, and that's occurred naturally prior to human-induced changes in the climate. For example, the Little Ice Age or the medieval climate anomaly, and natural factors have caused those. One of the important things that one of the studies showed is that the spatial extent, in other words, how far around the world these warmings and coolings actually occurred, was not very coherent. It wasn't the same everywhere.
In other words, before the 20th century, temporary warming and cooling events did not occur simultaneously across the globe as they do today. Dr. Henley says the speed of the Earth's warming is another indicator that natural factors are not the cause.
The changes that we're seeing now are happening in just a few short decades. It's so much faster, and it's so much stronger, and has so much more spatial extent, the changes that we're seeing now.
The research also counters previous theories that temperature fluctuations in the last 2,000 years were caused by variations in the sun's output. Dr. Henley says instead he found volcanoes were largely responsible.
Part of this study was to look at what drove multi-decadal, like the decade-to-decade, changes in global temperature over the last 2,000 years before human emissions started driving up temperatures. And what we found is that major volcanoes actually have a really important impact on the climate. They cool the climate temporarily, and then we see a recovery of global temperature shortly after that temporary cooling effect. And that was important in the last 2,000 years. And then when the Industrial Revolution really took hold, it became much clearer and much stronger, the impact of human emissions on driving temperature.
Dr. Henley said the research reveals the urgency for a more concerted global effort to address climate change. Alan Lee, SBS News.